Welcome to Stories of Abdu'l-Bahá, a podcast created in the year of the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá. In this podcast, stories on the life of Abdu'l-Bahá are shared in the hopes of generating profound reflections. In today's episode, we will hear stories from vignettes from the life of Abdu'l-Bahá. Chapter 1, His Pure Heart. Today, the most pressing of all tasks is the purification of character, the reforming of morals, the rectification of conduct. The pure heart is one that is entirely cut away from self. To be selfless is to be pure. Abdu'l-Bahá. Abdu'l-Bahá's humility did not stem from any weakness. Once when a child asked him why all the rivers of the earth flow into the ocean, he said, "Because it sets itself lower than them all, and so draws them to itself." In Philadelphia, Abdu'l-Bahá spoke to the friends about the 19-day feast, which lies at the foundation of Baha'i spiritual and community life and which is held at the start of each Baha'i month. He stressed the importance of this occasion. "Each one of you must think how to make happy and pleased the other members of your assembly. And each one must consider all those who are present as better and greater than himself, and each one must consider himself less than the rest. Know their station as high, and think of your own station as low. Should you act and live according to these behests, know verily of a certainty that that feast is the heavenly food, that supper is the Lord's Supper. I am the servant of that gathering." Howard Ives wrote, "In all of my many opportunities of meeting, of listening to, and talking with Abdu'l-Bahá, I was impressed, and constantly more deeply impressed, with his method of teaching souls. He never argued, of course, nor did he press a point. He left one free. There was never an assumption of authority. Rather, he was ever the personification of humility. He taught as if offering a gift to a king. He never told me what I should do, beyond suggesting that what I was doing was right. Nor did he ever tell me what I should believe. He made truth and love so beautiful and royal that the heart perforce did reverence. He showed me by his voice, manner, bearing, smile, how I should be, knowing that out of the pure soil of being, the good fruit of deeds and words would surely spring." Mirza Abul Fazl was an outstanding Baha'i scholar. Early in this century, the master sent him to the United States of America, both to teach and to help the believers to deepen. After his return, he and a number of American pilgrims were seated in the presence of Abdu'l-Bahá in Akka. The pilgrims began to praise Mirza Abul Fazl for the help he had given them, saying that he had taught many souls, defended the cause most ably against its adversaries, and had helped to build a strong and dedicated Baha'i community in America. As they continued to pour lavish praise upon him, Mirza Abul Fazl became increasingly depressed and dejected, until he burst into tears and wept loudly. The believers were surprised and could not understand this, even thinking that they had not praised him enough. Then, Abdu'l-Bahá explained that by praising him, they had bitterly hurt him, for he considered himself as utter nothingness in the cause, and believed with absolute sincerity that he was not worthy of any mention or praise.
Yok muydu ödüsü pedifikül dediler. Ve şöyle tutuşan sevete tutuşta pandasan komandama le bebe.